Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Yeah, I love a big goose. I've never had goose, have you?
I've had a goose or two.
But actually, if you think about it, the Grinch is kind of sad. The whole story?
I don't have to think about it. It is sad. No, I feel like the Grinch living up here.
No, I don't mean that. I mean their future. The whole Who village. The whole Who town. They're all going to melt and die eventually. Have you thought about that?
No.
I wonder how long they had before that snowflake hit the ground. You know, and time obviously is a lot slower for them because they're little people on a snowflake, microscopic people. So As the snowflake's falling from the clouds to the ground, it might be a couple centuries for them.
Right.
Or maybe thousands of years. But the fact is that eventually that snowflake's going to hit the ground.
Yeah, but we might be in that same situation, Damon. Like maybe we're
think about that.
Heading for an asteroid clusterfuck. And we're like that little snowflake.
Or a black hole.
We gonna die.
What if we're heading for a black hole?
I think those are probably two of my favorite Christmas stories, as far as Christmas stories go.
Yeah, because it's feel good.
But it wouldn't be complete without the Nutcracker. The story begins with a family gathering on Christmas Eve in a cozy home. The main character is Mary Stahlbaum, and her and her brother Fritz eagerly await the arrival of their godfather, Drosselmeyer.
Love that name.
He is an eccentric and genius man with an eye patch, because they always have an eye patch.
Because cool guys have eye patches.
Exactly. And he's known for his skillful inventions. Drosselmeyer presents the children with unique gifts, including a nutcracker shaped like a little man for Mary.
Wow, she found someone.
Kind of, actually. You're not far off. Despite its odd appearance, Mary instantly takes a liking to the nutcracker.
Is this like Robert the Doll?
Later that night, after everyone has gone to bed, Mary is alone with her dolls. And this is where it gets crazy. The room comes to life with the inanimate objects in their cases.
This place has everything. Nutcrackers, ballerina, LSD. LSD.
Pretty much. The toy soldiers are suddenly shooting at an army of mice led by the terrible Mouse King.
Mordib.
Who has 7 heads.
Oh my god, 7? What the fuck?
And a crown on each head.
This got nightmarish real fast.
And in the midst of the chaos, the Nutcracker is shouting orders and leading the charge.
This is like a battle from Lord of the Rings.
Right. So pretty much what happens is this battle's raging on, and the Mouse King is about to take the Nutcracker. He jumps up. He's got all of his mouse friends. They're rushing him. And what she does, Mary, is she knows he's gonna die, the Nutcracker, so she takes off her slipper and she chucks it and she hits the Mouse King.
Damn. I'm picturing like King Leonidas with his spear killing Xerxes.
Pretty much. Because she hits him and it gives the Nutcracker room to like get out of there. But then she falls and she hits her arm on the glass and she loses consciousness.
Damn.
That's how the story opens, man.
She cuts her arm?
On the glass.
So she bleeds out.
She does bleed, but she doesn't bleed out. The next morning, she wakes up in a bed.
And the Nutcracker's bringing her breakfast.
The Nutcracker's inanimate. Her mom's there, and she's like, "What the hell were you doing? I woke up that night, and I found you on the ground with all of your dolls around you with a bleeding arm."
Yeah, you going to emo on me, girl?
Yeah.
You cut your wrists.
So they have her in bed. The doctor comes, and he's like, "Nah, she's got a fever. Like, don't let her do anything. Just keep her in bed." So she's sitting there in bed, and Drosselmeyer, her godfather, comes to read them a story. And this is where it gets really crazy, because there is a story embedded within the nutcracker. There's a story within the nut of the cracker.
What's inside the nut?
Well, the godfather Drosselmeyer tells her and Fritz that in a kingdom really far and long ago, that there was this queen and a king. The queen?
A queen.
A queen. The queen and king have this baby, Pearly Pat.
They have a is it a boy or a girl?
It's Pearly Pat, and is it's a princess.
Boy? Oh.
They have this beautiful baby, and the baby is so gorgeous that everyone is like, oh my gosh, this baby's gorgeous.
This is the story that Drosselmeyer is telling her, right?
Yeah, her okay. and Fritz. Okay. Her brother's Fritz. She's okay. married.
Of course.
This baby in this kingdom is so beautiful. Everyone loves it.
How beautiful is this baby? God.
It's gorgeous.
It's kind of creepy.
It's the most beautiful baby anyone's ever seen.
Wow.
Perfect in every way. Everyone around is happy, but the queen is on edge. She's anxious. She puts 6 nurses around the bed of the baby every single night with cats in their laps, and she makes them pet them continually all night long to keep the cats purring.
That sounds weird. Making them cats purr all night.
And no one knows why she does that, but the reason why.
So the baby doesn't get good sleep?
Dude, I don't know about you, but if I had 6 cats purring around me, I'd sleep like a baby myself.
Because you are a baby.
Whatever.
You would be a baby.
So, suffice it to say, the reason she does that is because a time ago, when the baby was recently born, the queen was making her sausage dish in the kitchen.
Oh, was she?
And
what she put in there?
The king asked her to make it, and he invited all of his friends. He invited all of his friends and guests over for this giant feast.
Are you saying that he invited them all for a sausage party?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So just want to clarify. She's making this pork sausage dish for everyone. And what happens is they're there. They're milling about visiting. She's in the kitchen making the sausage. And then she hears a voice. And it's Mrs. Mouse Rink.
Mouse Rink?
Sorry, Mrs. Mouse Rinks.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
And you know who she is?
Like a mouse person?
She's the little mouse queen.
Oh, wow.
Who's pretty much...
I was close.
The queen of the kingdom below the castle.
Below the table, eating the crumbs.
Exactly. She's the queen of the mice and the little folk.
Queen of the crumbs.
Right. So, the mouse queen, Mrs. Mouse Rinks, she asks for a little bit of pork.
Oh, like as her kingdom tax? Give me some of that pork.
No, just like, hey, can I have some of that? Because it smells really good.
Like asking from the ground, the floor, up at the queen?
Exactly. So, the queen's like, oh, it's just a little cute mouse. I'm just going to give her some of this pork.
Oh my god.
So she does, but then as soon as she gives the little pork to the queen, all of the queen's cousins and aunts and uncles and twice removed cousins and sisters and brothers and everyone jumps out and they jump on the pork, all these little mice, and they start
eating. I thought you were talking about the queen's friends.
No, the mouse queen, Miss Mouse Rinks.
Okay.
They start jumping on the pork and they start just eating it. The queen's screaming, the real queen, and then the maids run in and they're like, oh shit, and they start swatting away the mice.
Fuck, man. Yeah, that's a good meal.
So... pretty much what happens is after they clear all the mice away, there's not as much pork. So they bring it out and the king is just, he's disappointed. He's sad because he invited all these people over.
And there's no food.
There's food, but there's not enough.
Wow, so that little fucking mouse stinks fucking lied. And it was a food ambush, wasn't it?
It was.
He gave a little piece and then they all jumped him.
Yeah, they just want a piece of that sausage, man. Hmm. And they got it. So the king
don't trust him
is
now.
So pissed off that he goes and gets this guy Drosselmeyer.
Oh shit, which is the local exterminator.
No, Drosselmeyer is their godfather. But he says it's another guy named Drosselmeyer.
Series of unfortunate events.
Like he's like ancient.
Like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. And Drosselmeyer, who's this genius, he gets there. And the king's like, listen, I need you to take care of these mice. And Drosselmeyer's like, oh, I'm going to build a mousetrap, the first mousetrap that's ever made.
Wow.
So he puts bacon on.
Fucking innovator, man.
I know. He puts bacon on these mousetraps, and he puts them all over the place. The queen, Miss Mouse Rings, is too smart. She's too smart. But her dumb cousins and the little ones, they're not so wise yet, so they all get killed.
Why are they all dumb but her?
She's an old mouse woman. After that happens, the mouse queen goes to the real queen and she says, you messed up.
By killing all my, what? My fucking pesty friends?
Yeah. And because you did that, you have fucked up now.
Yeah.
So she says, in repayment, I'm going to make your little baby ugly. So the queen, that's why the queen has all of these cats, is because she's trusting these cats to keep away Mrs. Mouse Rinks. But it doesn't work. One night, everyone falls asleep.
Even the cats?
Yeah, because the nurses stop petting the cats and they fall asleep, so then the cats fall asleep. And then one of the nurse walks into the room and she sees the little mouse on top of Pearly Pet. And everyone starts shouting, and the cats wake up, and the people wake up, and the mouse runs away into the corner, and they go and look at the baby, and the baby's all deformed.
She's starting to look like a mouse. Her teeth are bulging. Her eyes are big.
You know what she actually looks like? Is a nutcracker. They turned her into a nutcracker. A little deformed.
Oh my god. She did it again.
I'm getting somewhere with this. So.
It's fine.
The king and the queen are distraught. The queen gets Drosselmeyer, the genius, and he's like, listen, you, if you don't come up with a solution to fix my daughter,
I'll take out your other eye.
I'm going to chop your head off.
He says that?
Yeah, wow. With an axe.
Jesus Christ, man.
So Drosselmeyer goes and gets his astronomer friend and
brings someone else into it to put the blame on. That's what management does, man.
Yeah, and he's like,
pay it forward.
He's like, we need to figure this out. So they cast the, what's that thing where you get someone's star reading?
They boost up his reviews on Yelp?
No, it's like their horoscope. Yeah, so they draw the girl's horoscope to
see. The babies?
Yeah, to see what her future is, to see if there's any way to change it. So this astronomer and Drosselmeyer, they cast this baby's horoscope, and they find that if they find this specific nut, it's called like the Krakenut, some weird, super rare nut, and it's super hard to crack. Like it apparently doesn't crack unless you have like 400 plus pounds of pressure on it. Like even a wagon rolling over it doesn't crack it.
Damn.
And what they find is that they need this rare nut, and they need a guy who's never worn boots and never been shaved.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're making this shit up now.
No, this is part of the story.
I swear to God, you're pulling my leg.
You know what's
pulling
crazy?
Pulling my hairy leg, man.
You know what's crazy is that they got this from a horoscope reading. That's what's crazy.
How'd they do that?
So they find that if they find this nut, the super rare nut, and they find a guy who's never been shaved and never worn boots, and if he takes the nut in his mouth and he cracks that nut with his teeth.
Oh my god.
And then he closes his eyes and backs away from the baby seven steps without stumbling. That will cure her from her stuff. And she'll be beautiful again.
Was this guy they found named the Grinch? Because it sounds like you're describing him. Really hairy, never been shaved.
So
thank you very much.
They go to the king, Drosselmeyer, and his friend, and they're like, we got the answer for you. Don't chop off our head.
We found the hairiest motherfucker in town.
And the king is like, well, go find that nut.
And go find the crazy guy or the nut?
Both. Go find that nut and the other nut and bring him here ASAP. So Drosselmeyer and his friend go out into the world to the farthest reaches of the earth
and bring back Bigfoot
to look for these two things. Well, first the nut. They can't find the nut anywhere. They're gone for 15 years.
Jesus Christ. So what the fuck is the baby's like fucking 20 now?
So eventually they finally find the nut.
It was up Drosselmeyer's butt.
No. They find the nut because it's this rare nut that this guy just happens to have that he bought from someone else. They have the
There's one nut in the whole world?
Or is it just one they find.
Oh my god, right? That would be such an annoying quest.
And then the other dude is like, oh my gosh, I just realized who the guy is that we use. He's like, it's my nephew. He's never worn boots and he's never been shaved. So they grab the nephew.
What the fuck does boots have to do with this? Or hair?
It's just part of the story, man.
I'm mad.
So they bring that guy with the nut. They bring both nuts. To the king. They say, check out these nuts. So they have the guy.
Check out these nuts on this guy who does never worn clothes either. Who's never shaved.
So they bring him there and the guy is like, okay, I'm going to do it. So he puts the nut in his mouth. Or first, they have tons of other guys try to crack it and they can't. So then they have the guy that they know can crack it, put it in his mouth. He cracks the nut, closes his eyes, and starts walking backwards. But as he's walking backwards, Mrs. Mouse Rinks runs under his foot and he steps on her. And he stumbles and he breaks her neck and kills her.
So she sacrificed herself on purpose?
Pretty much.
God damn, Mouse Rinks is kind of badass, man.
So he
kills. Mice don't play nice, son.
So he kills her and then stumbles. And what happens is the girl, Pearly Pat, she changes. She changes and becomes beautiful, right? Yeah. One other detail I gotta mention is that the king said, whoever fixes this girl gets to marry her, and he gets to have my kingdom.
And free shaves for life.
Yeah. So, the guy, he does that. He walks back, and then the girl, he stumbles. The girl, Pearly Pat, starts to change, and she becomes beautiful again. But he becomes an old, tiny little nutcracker guy.
The hairy guy.
Yeah, he becomes this little tiny nutcracker.
Now his mouse does.
Well, yeah. And then the queen and the king are like, who was the rescuer? And they bring the little tiny shriveled nutcracker over. And she's like, ew, like, what is that? She's just not grateful at all. She's like, get him out of here. So they throw those guys out. And Drosselmeyer and his friend cast the horoscope for the guy, the nutcracker.
Like, good luck, man.
And what they find is that if he gains the love of another woman, despite his shriveled little tiny...
Is he hairy and he's a nutcracker?
Well, he just looks like a nutcracker, like this.
Okay. Probably a better look than how he looked before.
Maybe. So if he finds a woman that loves him regardless of his nutcrackery, then he will become... And then if he beats the Mouse King, I think.
In an arm wrestling?
Then he will resume his appearance, right?
Right, which maybe isn't a good idea.
So,
like, imagine that girl that saves him, and then he transforms into his hairy self.
So all of that was a tangent, Dana, because that's
no way.
All the story that Drosselmeyer told Mary while she was in bed, right?
Damn, this is like Christopher Nolan.
Then this is what happens. She wakes up in the middle of the night, and the Mouse King with seven heads and seven crowns comes up to her and he says...
Something funny, right?
He says, hey, if you don't give me your candy, I'm going to eat that nutcracker and kill him. And wow. She's like, oh, shit, I want to save the nutcracker. Because she believes the nutcracker is the guy.
Even though it was just a story Drosselmeyer
but
told
her. But she knows. She met the Mouse King. She saw the Mouse King. She saw the toys fighting. She knows it's real.
Man.
So she's like, fuck, I gotta appease the Mouse King while the Nutcracker's getting back on his feet. So she gives up her candy dolls. And the next night, the next day, the mom's like, oh, we got mice. They ate up all your candy dolls. And then the next night, the Mouse King comes back and he's like, if you don't give me your other gingerbread men, then I'm gonna fuck up that nutcracker.
So he's fucking extorting food from her?
Yeah, exactly. And so she's like, oh, and she hates to give up those. And then finally, the last night, he shows up and he's like, hey, if you don't give me your picture books and all your like nice dresses,
what the fuck is he gonna do with those?
He just wants to tear them up because he's a dick. Then I'm gonna kill the Nutcracker. And so she's crying, and then the Nutcracker wakes up and he's like thank you for being a solid homie and protecting me and giving up your candy.
Yeah.
And then he says, give me a sword. So she goes and she takes one of her brother's soldier's swords and she gives it to the Nutcracker, and he's ready to rumble.
He's gonna fucking fight that Mouse King.
Yeah. So the next night she wakes up and it's a loud fucking fight. There's like a war going on.
That sounds like a cat fight.
There's toys. There's toys getting killed. There's
like
mice.
I just picture like fucking Nutcracker riding a cat, like jousting with the Mouse King who's on another cat.
Yeah, that sounds wild. So
like Toy Story.
In a dramatic twist, in a dramatic ending, the Nutcracker kills the Rat King. And he gives, or the Mouse King.
Sorry. Yeah, you get it right.
And he gives the 7 crowns to the girl.
Man. Do you know how he killed him?
I think with his sword.
I wish there was like some sweet punchline to say to that Mouse King. Like, say cheese, motherfucker. And then he just glocks him, shoots him in the fucking 7, all 7 heads. Yeah,
maybe, boom, 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 maybe boom, 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 he put his nuts in his mouth, little mouse nuts, and he cracked them.
Oh my god, that's worse. That's dark, man. I'm gonna stay with the say cheese, motherfucker.
Yeah, I took it 0 to 100. So after he wins, then he transforms into a man.
A hairy beast.
A man. Like a nice, well-dressed man.
Who doesn't wear shoes.
And he says to little Mary, you have saved me from my fate. Now we shall take an adventure to the land of sugar plums and little fairy forest people and candy.
Like he's ready to date her?
No, I think he's like older, so it's...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but he's supposed... But I thought he was supposed to get the love of her.
Well, it's like a pure love, not like a weird love.
Okay, that's good to clarify, because I was like, this guy's probably like 40. She's like 12, probably.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
here?
It's just a pure love. So
this is little Harry.
So
Harry situation.
She's like, sure, let's go. So they go, and he opens up a wardrobe, kind of like Narnia, and he pulls steps out of the closet. And they go up into the steps, and they find themselves in a magical forest that's glittering with snow and ice.
Oh, is he Mr. Tumnus, man?
No.
That's why he's Harry.
He is Harry, but I don't think he's a fawn.
I'm making the connection.
And so, god damn it. So they're walking through these forests, and he's taking her to more and more magical places. There's like a confetti forest. There's a river of lemonade.
Like, how does he know where all these... Oh, because he's been there, right?
He's been there.
That's where he's from.
He's been everywhere.
The land of hairy people.
And then he takes her to the Sugar Plum Fairy, which is, you know, the most magical scene in a lot of the...
Welcome.
...stuff.
To the Sugar Plum.
So after all of that adventuring, on Christmas morning, Mary awakens to discover the Nutcracker has reverted to an inanimate... wooden figure, and it appears as though the magical land of sweets was just a dream. However, the author hints that the previous night's events might have happened.
Cause she brought back with her a little chocolate.
And confiding in her godfather Drosselmeyer, she learns, he pretty much hints and he tells her, and he's like, yeah, that all happened, and my nephew was a little weird Nutcracker man, and I am the inventor from, and I made the first mouse trap, and I'm a genius, and that was all real.
I wish there's a movie with little weird Nutcracker man played by Charlie Day.
Yeah, I would honestly. It's time they make an adaptation that is crazy and full of violence and like adult, but also like cool, you know.
Imagine if Tim Burton did like that story, shit, man. That would Tim be sick, Burton. You know?
Dude, Tim Burton, if he did that.
Hey, Tim Burton, make the Nutcracker.
Yeah, you're listening to this, right, Tim Burton?
Yeah.
Can you get on that?
No,
thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Clock's ticking.
You know, Christmas,
Yeah.
Time of year for joy, presents,
forgiveness, and
commercialism.
Spending all your money.
Spending all your damn money.
On all damn gifts.
Yeah, it's truly awesome. Like, the food is amazing. I love the Christmas trees. We got our place decked out in magical lights right now.
Yeah, it's a time of family.
Yeah, exactly. Of good cheer.
Yeah.
And good beer.
Oh, yeah.
So, on that note, I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode, this Christmassy episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
BWCS.
I'm your host, Mayan.
I'm your host, Dana.
And if you're watching on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. And Spotify.
And keep in mind, we have just launched our merchandise store.
That's right. We got some crazy shit online for you to buy and support us.
Yeah. To make our dreams come true.
You can wear our logo. You can wear our art on your body.
Or underwear.
On your face.
Hey. No, I don't think we have underwear. Do we have underwear, people?
We will.
Okay.
We'll have some thongs coming up soon. Yeah, check out our merchandise store. Should be on our YouTube channel or social media. You can find it and shop around.
Yeah, go buy some stuff.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas, folks.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And to all, a good night.